pure Stalin, pure Arab Stalin. And just happened to, the boss asked me to take him for a while.
And can you tell me about the saddle and the equipment you're using, we can see in the photograph?
That's the saddlebag we've had. We used to take our lunch every day with it.
And what sort of things did you have for lunch, Jim?
Oh, usually meat sandwich.
And who prepared that for you?
Oh, the Ann Smith.
The cook?
Yeah, the cook.
And would she have baked that bread, Jim, or was that bought from a shop?
We had the postman used to come out to Thaba, is it?
Yes, a little village just nearby.
Well, he'd come from Queen Beyance to Thawa, way over there. He'd bring bread and everything, whatever we needed.
And is there anything else you can tell me about the equipment in this photograph, the saddle, the bridle? Did you have to bring those to the property or were they provided?
No, Fields supplied them.
And when you weren't riding a horse with this, with the bridle and the saddle, where were they kept, Jim? Do you remember?
Oh, we had the saddle room.
And when you rode the horses, Jim, so there was a saddle there. Was there a cloth underneath the saddle?
Oh, yes. Put a cloth under it.
And Jim, we do have two other objects here made of metal and leather. Can you tell me about these objects?
Oh, they're a set of spurs that I don't know where I bought them, but they were more or less part and parcel. That especially if you were breaking in a new horse. That.
And what does breaking in a horse mean?
Oh, like him. Obey what you want him to do.
To follow the commands.
You do this, or otherwise I'll dig my spurs in.
So that's what these objects are called. They're spurs. Mm. And how did you wear those, Jim?
You wore them on your boot. Yes. And,
so the leather goes across your ankle. Yeah. And where does the spur sit?
The spur fits like that.
Yes.
On your boot.
So it goes on the back of your heel.
Yes, on the back of my heel. And you could. Yes.
And that little wheel, is that what dug into the horse to try and communicate to it?
Yeah.
And how did they respond when you wore the spurs, Jim?
Oh, they'd usually behave themselves.
So they were
do whatever you wanted them to do.
So they were a good tool?
Oh, yes. Mm.
Yeah. So you didn't wear the spurs every day?
Oh, no.
Only for a horse you were breaking in?
Yep.
Thank you very much, Jim, for talking about this wonderful photograph of you riding the horse. What was the horse's name again?
Nelson.
And wearing the spurs. Thank you so much.